I'm Charlie Deutsch. I'm a wildlife biologist with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers.
My name is Lane Richter. I'm a senior ecologist at the Audubon Center at Riverlands.
It's about an hour after sunrise.
And right next to us is Pintail Pond. This is one of the areas that the trumper swans will roost on the water at night. There's about 200 trumper swans on the water right now, or on the edges of the ice, and they're just starting to wake up for the morning. The trumper swan has this really rich trumpet-like call.
They're a large white bird.
Their wingspan is close to 7 feet.
They're the largest waterfowl in North America. They just, you know, are an impressive sight to see when they're flying by.
The swans, before flight, they have this behavior where they'll start bobbing their heads up and down really fast. And then once they all decide that they want to fly to feed, they'll start kind of running. You can imagine it's a very large bird, 20 to 25 pounds. It takes a lot of work to get off of the water, and they're flapping their wings as hard as they can. And at that time, you actually can hear their feet smacking against the water as they're running there until they get enough speed to actually take off. The trumper swan faced a number of obstacles starting as early as the 1700s. Wetlands were being converted into ag fields or for other land uses. That resulted in less habitat. In addition to that, they were hunted for their feathers. In the mid-1800s, it was common for ladies to decorate their hats, and it was kind of a status symbol at the time.
So the trumpeter swans were extirpated from the Mississippi Flyway, which means they completely disappeared. They didn't go extinct because there was a small population out in the Rocky Mountains, particularly around Yellowstone, and then a population in Alaska.
By the 1930s, there are only 69 in the lower 48. 69 swans.
In the 1980s in particular, there was a pretty large effort to reintroduce the trumpeter swans to the Mississippi Flyway. And so they actually raised young trumpeter swans from some of the populations in Alaska from eggs, and they released them in marshes in Minnesota and Wisconsin and Iowa.
And slowly the population started to increase.
And those birds, over time, gradually, some of them began to migrate, and they found Riverlands that first winter of 91-92. And we had 5 birds show up here. I actually happened to be working here then, and somebody came in and said, "Hey, there's some really big white birds out there with the yellow bands on their necks. What are they?" You know, and so we came out and, you know, figured that they were trumpeter swans, and ever since then, we've been having a growing population show up here at Riverlands.
The other day when we first counted around 900 swans in the sanctuary, right before sunset, you could see swans flying in from every direction, just kind of converging on the spot. And I think that really illustrates how important this area is for trumpeter swans.